WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 75 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan school officials are not revealing whether a behind-closed-doors discussion last night included the buyout given to former Superintendent Tommy Wallace last September.
The board will now convene in closed session to discuss the following items. It is now 6:58 p.m.
3 hours after school board president Trey Moore announced the start of an executive session, the board returned and remained standing as the meeting adjourned with no action. The board's private gathering also included talking about whether to call for a special election to raise property taxes by 2 cents in order to access nearly $3 million in state money. And the agenda included talking about the board's opposition to the expansion of the San Gabon ceramics plant in West Bryan. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Texas A&M has a new academic leader. The new provost and executive vice president is Carol Fierke. She is currently vice president for academic affairs and graduate studies at the University of Michigan. Dr. Fierke was chosen from 140 applicants to succeed Karen Watson. She starts October 16th. The next step in a railroad quiet zone through downtown Bryan is a town hall meeting tomorrow evening. Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker on our show says city staff will be on hand.
Well, we have some real expertise on staff that have worked through this before in other communities, and so they certainly understand what quiet zones mean and that process. And so we'll have our traffic engineers there that can certainly answer questions, provide good information, and probably even some layouts so folks can see how it will impact.
Councilman Ruben Marine, who is hosting the town hall, says there will be discussion of possibly closing the railroad crossing at Grosbeck. Tomorrow's town hall starts at 6 p.m. at St. Teresa Catholic Church on Lucky Street. More repairs to Blinn College's Bryan campus are on the agenda for tonight's trustees meeting. Trustees are being asked to spend $95,000 to repave older parking lots and another $147,000 to replace two hot water boilers that are failing after 21 years to provide heat to three buildings. Trustees are also being asked to allow administrators to seek bids on nearly $6 million of equipment and other items related to Blinn's new building that's under construction on the Rellis campus. The agenda also includes approving Blinn's budget for next year and extending President Mary Hensley's contract through the year 2020 with an unspecified increase in compensation. Tonight's meeting starts at 6 in Brenham. United Way of the Brazos Valley will be distributing $625,000 to member agencies. That's $175,000 short of this year's goal. Incoming United Way Board Chair Debbie Eller says one factor that led to decreased giving was the increase in the number of opportunities that are available.
There's a lot of challenges that our employers face and employees face. There's rising costs in the community. There's a little bit of uncertainty. I think we've talked about affordable housing issues in the community. So our residents are facing more and more costs for living here.
Despite not making their goal, President Allison Prince says agencies will be getting their full allocations. That's after one of their member agencies chose not to fund one of their programs. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 75 degrees. Call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential Zero Turn Mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy. And online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Hey, good morning. Right at 6:10. It's a Tuesday morning. Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of the member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-769-1900. Today, Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. All right, here's summer numbers.
Weather becomes a little bit uncertain as the week goes on because of Tropical Depression number 3 in the Gulf of Mexico. It's still uncertain where this is going to go. It should be upgraded to Cindy later today, and it could make landfall close enough to us to produce some rainfall. Today we should have sun, 90 to 95. Overnight clear to partly cloudy, 70 to 75. Sun followed by late day clouds tomorrow, 90 to 95. Rain and wind possible for Thursday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggs face TCU tonight in an elimination game in Omaha. We'll hear from Coach Rob Childress on the matchup. Meanwhile, the Bombers bounced back with a win over the Marshals at Nutrabolt, and it was one up and one down as the Astros bested the A's while the Rangers fell to the Blue Jays. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, actually, it's at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, but, today, yeah.
All right, so we've all seen what's the temp right now?
75.
Okay, really? Because my thermometer said 78. I'm going no.
Ooh.
I hope that's not right. Yeah, I guess.
Well,
it's not.
At Easterwood Airport, all it right. is 75 degrees.
But as George Carlin said, nobody lives at the airport. Yeah. All right, so I know we've all seen people who have ink in places where you go,
ooh,
that had to hurt.
Yeah,
you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm.
And. I don't know. I'm not. I don't have any. Don't have any interest. Don't understand it, and that's fine. But at some point, what is it? A braveness task? Is that it? It's a courage thing. I was able to do this,
like a rite of passage.
Yeah. Earlier this year, the trend for helix tattoos surged as Instagram users shared snaps of, well, their delicate ear inkings.
Ear inkings.
Yeah.
Yeah, helix is part of the ear.
Yeah. Mm. However, it seems that there are some rather unusual other places where people are putting body art, like armpits.
Ooh. Ow.
See? See?
Can't say that I've seen that one.
I just say that, and you go, ow!
Man.
Yeah.
In a bold new trend, Brave Ink fans are basically going under the needle. Yes, it's a needle. Understand that.
Mm-hmm.
To have their underarms covered with elaborate designs.
I mean, when you run out of room.
Yeah, I guess that's right. Yeah, if that's
the
all you have
place
left.
You got, yeah.
Under the hashtag, of course, armpit tattoo, people have shared their impressive body art with the Instagram flooding over 7,000 designs. The inkings range from little delicate flowers as a statement of a solo tattoo to colorful graphic illustrations contributing to a cluster of other tattoos.
Hmm.
Now, the thought is, you know, I believe after the process, there's a little bit of swelling or tenderness.
There yeah. is, mm-hmm. okay. yes, because you're breaking the skin.
Yes, mm-hmm. and unless you're walking around with your hands clasped behind your head,
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking that's kind of a skin-on-skin situation, which
yeah.
probably doesn't help it a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah, and armpits is like a place where you sweat.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly.
Profusely.
Yep. Anyway, one woman who had a burnt orange flower design captioned her photo, oh, 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 so much pain, but it was worth it.
Worth it.
Already don't like the color.
Yeah.
Burnt orange.
What? Worth it? I don't know what that means. Where's the value and return on that?
Info?
Nation.
Because I know some guy is going, oh, I got to go out with her because
that's sexy.
She's got a burnt orange flower tattooed in her
arm. I understand, you know, if you run out of room and the armpit's the last place you got left to cover.
Yes. Look at that armpit tattoo, man.
Yeah,
she's
well,
so hot.
I'm there.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, have you been stealing lunches out of the fridge and posting reviews online?
Finishing one right now, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Hey, is that my lunch?
Yep, today's meatballs were very dry.
My wife made those.
1 star out of 5, would not steal again.
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the huge national job boards. That's probably what you'll get. But if you want more employees of the month, go where local job seekers find good local jobs. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
It's time to vote for your favorite business.
business in the Brazos Valley. It's the 17th anniversary of the Best of the Brazos. Voting for who you like best in restaurants, shops, health, and everything that makes this the best place to live. Vote online at bestofthebrazos.com or pick up a ballot at one of these retailers. Brazos Moving and Storage, Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory, Cash and Dental, and Isle at Watercrest. It's the best that money can't buy. Voting ends July 5th, so cast your vote now for the Best of the Brazos.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here we go. See Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. It's day 171. Got 194 of them to go. It is the summer solstice. In 2017, the solstice actually falls tomorrow, but it's early in the morning at 12:24 a.m. So we won't be here for that.
No.
Most of the country falls on June the 20th at 11:24 p.m. Mm-hmm. Actually, that is us. We're at 11:24 Central Time.
Still going to be asleep.
Yeah. So anyhow, so that's you got that happening today. So if you want to know exactly where east is and exactly where west is, that's where the sun is going up and going down. Okay. It's National Hike with a Geek Day.
Hike with a Geek?
Right. That's
interesting. Very specific.
It is. Well, and I don't know.
I mean, that's the kind of person I think you would want to be with if you were stranded while you're hiking.
Probably so. Techs, geeks, IT gurus, and gamers push away from the keyboard and strike out into the inviting landscapes of nature. You know, it's going to be, what, like 93, 94, 95, something like that today.
Let's not.
Yeah. I mean, in other parts, that'd be fine. Hiking with Geeks was founded by the National Hike with a Geek Day Club. Okay,
that would make
sense. To give friends with geeks an opportunity to entice them outdoors where there's fresh air and go on their journeys and have actual human interactions and exploring the outside world.
Okay.
So there you are. Got that. You can apparently they have a website. You can register as a geek if you want to.
Okay.
Yeah. National Ice Cream Soda Day. That's okay. Yeah.
All right.
It's American Eagle Day as opposed to French Eagle. It's National Ice Cream Soda Day and National Vanilla Milkshake Day.
Ooh,
all right.
Seems like they could have split the fun up.
Yeah.
It's Plain Yogurt Day, if you want to do that. World Wi-Fi Day. Where would we be without Wi-Fi?
We'd be back in 2001.
Something like, yeah, exactly. And International Surfing Day, if you want to do that. All right, birthdays.
We got birthdays. Christopher Mintz-Plasse is 28. He was McLovin in Superbad.
Man, funny guy.
Very funny. Voice winner Allison Porter's 36.
Okay.
She's also the little girl who played Curly Sue from the movie Curly Sue, if you remember that. Robert Rodriguez is 49. He directed the Machete movies and Sin City and From Dusk Till Dawn, all kinds of stuff. Nicole Kidman is 50. Tom Cruise's ex.
Yep.
Country singer Dan Tominski is 50. He's the guy who did the voice on Oh Brother, Where Art Thou for George Clooney and Man of Constant Sorrow.
Mm-hmm.
John Goodman, another Oh Brother, Where Art Thou alum, is 65 today.
Yeah.
Lionel Richie is 68. Is it him you're looking for?
Yeah.
He called earlier, said hello.
Dancing on the ceiling.
Bob Vila is 71.
Uh-huh.
Pretty cool. My dad had all those books back in the day.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
Anne Murray is 72. She's good.
You know, she had a song called Snowbird.
Okay? She did, yeah.
Yeah, and again, radio station people needed to know this because you had to time out to the network news.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, so you kind of had to start planning ahead, paying attention.
Right.
And Snowbird was a minute and 54 seconds.
Oh, nice.
Perfect. So it was always good, you know, to have something that you could
a little shorter.
Yes, start on the very last minute.
Yeah. Beach Boys mastermind Brian Wilson.
Oh, wow.
Is 75. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool. John Mahoney, 77. He played Frasier's dad on Frasier.
He did.
It was very funny.
And actually, he's done a lot more work, but a lot of people just know him
for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Danny Aiello is 84. He was the guy in The Godfather 2 who said, Michael Corleone says hello.
Yeah.
You know? And apparently that line was ad-libbed.
So that's cool.
Pretty cool.
The, you know, a long time ago, he'd go on The Tonight Show. One of his jobs prior to becoming a movie actor was he was a bus station announcer.
Oh,
wow.
And I'll go see if I can find the audio. But, you know, clearly it's something he did every day.
Mm-hmm.
It was the same cities over and over again. So he certainly knew it by memory. And so it was kind of fun to hear him do something in the real world as opposed to being an actor.
Yeah. Yeah. Olympia Dukakis is 86.
Oh, okay.
Very cool. And Martin Landau is 89.
Oh, used to be on Mission Impossible.
Yes, he was.
And then played in that Ed Wood movie.
Mm-hmm.
Played... who was it? Was it Bela Lugosi, I think he did, and won an Oscar for that.
He also, and he won an Emmy also for his portrayal of a Hollywood producer on Entourage.
Oh,
also,
all right.
Pretty
okay.
Cool.
There, okay, there I are at 6:20.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You know, what's relevant is the fact that this is something liberals now enjoy. This is something the elite in New York think is art. Elephant dung on the Virgin Mary is art. If you're putting an American flag in the toilet, it's art. If you stomp on an American flag, it is art. If you burn an American flag, it's expression. And all I'm saying is, okay, well, let's think of historic religious figures and let's put them in the play instead of Trump, and they get killed every night. What do you think some of the reaction might be in the country? Now, wouldn't that be unnecessarily provocative? Wouldn't people on, you know, liberal NBC, Joe, wouldn't they be going insane? And wouldn't you probably join with them?
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, this is a 30-second commercial, and I'm going to throw a lot of numbers at you, but please stay with me. In just 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Now, this company has been offering great rates and great service for over 75 years. And anytime you need help, you can speak to one of their trained specialists 24/7. The company is Geico. Just go to geico.com today and save 15% or more on car insurance. Sorry for all the numbers. And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'm out of time.
Hi, I'm Jim McCann, chairman of 1-800-Flowers.com. And co-founder of Smile Farms. With nearly 80% of adults with developmental disabilities being unemployed in the United States, we decided to try and do something about it. Smile Farms makes a positive impact on the lives of those with special needs by creating meaningful work experiences at local farms and greenhouses.
To find out how you can make a donation and change a life, visit smilefarms.org. That's smilefarms.org.
Watercrest at Bryan, voted best of the Brazos Valley every year since opening, and the area's only gated community for those 55 and older, offers a maintenance-free, customizable lifestyle with inspiring amenities. As a proud sponsor of the WTAW Zone Aggie football broadcast, Watercrest at Bryan welcomes you to come see for yourself the value and warm hospitality that awaits you. Come visit or call today, 979-703-7088, or check them out at watercrestbryan.com. Giga Maggies.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 623. So, Danny Aiello, 84 years old now. So, on a CBS News show, this was about 3 years ago, they took him back to the bus station where he used to work. He was a baggage handler for 8 years, and then he became the public address announcer. So, they got him in the booth with his microphone.
Later.
May I have your attention, please?
As the bus station's public address announcer.
Chester, Wilmington, Dover, Seaford, Laurel, Salisbury, Princess Anne.
The stops are still burned in his memory.
Great Bend, Binghamton, Cortland, Ithaca, Geneva, Canandaigua, Pittston, Towanda, Waverly, Elmira, Corning, Bath, Batavia, Hornell, Mount Morris, and Buffalo. Platform number 3, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good trip.
There you go, yeah. So you know the new city, Chelsea?
Buffalo? Did he say Buffalo?
Right at the end. You don't know Batavia?
Batavia?
Yeah,
yes.
Know,
no, actually, I've been snow tubing in Batavia.
Okay, how do you snow tube? You get in an inner tube and you go down the hill? And,
yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay. Is that, well, that's.
And more, they have different runs.
And I guess that's probably more stable. Is that more stable than skiing?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
For sure. Because you're just sitting.
But how do you control it?
It's like
it?
Tubing on a lake.
How do you control
so
it?
So they like I said, they have runs. So there's like different lanes.
Yeah.
And so there's, you know, snow built up on the sides. So
oh,
it's like,
okay.
It's like you're a human bowling ball. You just kind of sit with gutters on each side. You just kind of stay in there.
All right. So there's not like, they don't put pads on the trees or anything.
There's no trees. No. It's
okay.
Usually like a man-made snow mountain.
Oh.
I mean, they obviously get a ton of normal snow,
yep.
Right? You know, but they can also, you know, they shape it into sledding lanes.
Now, do you have lifts to go back up, or you got to climb
the
tube?
Yeah, no, you sit in your tube and it hooks to like a machine that pulls you back up.
Oh my!
Yeah, it's great. Tons of fun.
Do they have wine stops along the way?
I wish. Yeah. That's a great business model.
That would be awesome.
Where you can, like, grab a beer as you're on your way down.
Yeah.
No, it's very kid-friendly, Scott.
Yeah, that's true. Now, so one person with a tube, or do you have, like, a gang
you
tube?
I think there were double tubes available, okay. But usually it's one. Now, you can't. They do allow you to hold on to each other, so you can, like, go in this massive...
String.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
All right.
Like,
yeah.
Blob, kind of, where you're, like, hanging on to each other's feet and hands.
Snow tubing. There you
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Cal McNeil with the Bank and Trust. To us, your banking relationship is more than just deposits. We want to be the first place you call for your lending needs. Let your banking relationship be my priority. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Ivan Olson with the Bank and Trust. Our emphasis every day is to come to work and figure out how to say yes on loans to help this community and our customers grow. We've got the best bankers in this market. Come give us a try. Bank and Trust. Local bank. Local bankers.
So drone usage has been growing year after year, and it only seems to be picking up in speed, and they're super useful for delivering things to us, but what if they could save our life as well? I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. So researchers in Sweden recently came up with a pretty brilliant idea. What if paramedics and fire departments started using drones to get defibrillators to heart attack victims? AED machines are easy to use and seriously increase survival rates, but you have to use them right after the person collapses. Your chances of surviving drop about 10% every minute, and after 10 minutes, it's usually too late. The researchers looked at 18 different calls that came in for heart attacks between 2006 and 2014. The average time it took for paramedics to get to each one was about 22 minutes. Then they simulated the exact same conditions, but had a drone with an AED machine fly to where the victim was at about 50 miles an hour. And they got to each location about 16 minutes faster than paramedics could. They're hoping to start using them in Sweden in the next 2 years or so. No word yet on when we might see them here, but hopefully it'll be sooner rather than later, because I'm sure we could all use a little peace of mind, especially after a drone delivers us a nice greasy hamburger. Am I right? I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Reaching brides-to-be is easy when your ad's in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Brazos Valley Bride is 148 pages of all things bridal. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Get ready to load up your coolers, blankets, and lawn chairs for 6 nights of free entertainment at Wolfpang Creek Amphitheater for the City of College Station's Starlight Music Series. Saturday, June 24th features Corey Morrow with guest Cameron Nelson.
Every day I'm lucky just to breathe the air I breathe.
Admission is free. Gates open at 6 p.m. and the concert begins at 7. Concessions will also be on site to purchase. That's Saturday, June 24th at Wolfpang Creek Amphitheater. For more information, visit cstx.gov/starlight.
Hey, good morning. 628, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Here's the weather. Sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Kind of weird weather today. Sunny skies. High temperature of 95. Heat index 101. But northeasterly winds at 5 to 15 miles an hour. So it'll be a dry 101. Is that it? Okay. Low tonight about 76 with northeasterly winds continuing. Around 94 or so for Wednesday will be probably the same thing actually all through the week now. And the low temperature is not quite as low as we thought they were going to be. Anywhere from 74 to 77. Chances of rain, though, have increased a little bit. Wednesday night, we're up to 40%. It's a 50% chance of rain on Thursday. And then 30% looks like as we start the weekend. And right now, they're saying Saturday with a 40% chance of rain. I think it's that stuff stirring up in the Gulf. We'll know more, certainly, as the time goes on. But actually, again, Thursday, gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Out of the north. Interesting feeling days then. Right now, the wind is out of the northeast at 8 right now, and we have fair skies, and it's 75.
The Isle at Watercrest Assisted Living Community in Bryan provides exceptional senior living. We believe caring for an individual includes caring for their physical, emotional, social, and spiritual needs. That's why our residents maintain as much independence as possible while receiving compassionate, comprehensive care. Licensed nurses and caregivers are on duty 24 hours every day, and we offer an extended care program on our third floor for residents needing a higher level of assistance. The Isle at Watercrest, honoring aging. Learn more at watercrestbryan.com.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. GM will eliminate a shift at a sedan plant in Kansas City, Kansas, laying off about 1,000 people as the nation's largest automaker continues to shed thousands of factory jobs amid a sharp downturn in demand for passenger cars. GM has notified workers that the factory's third shift will be eliminated in late September. The factory makes one model, the Chevy Malibu midsize sedan. Whole Foods CEO John Mackey says Amazon's pursuit to the health food chain began with a blind date 6 weeks ago, a whirlwind courtship which culminated in Amazon's largest acquisition by far. Mackey called it love at first sight. The deal came together so rapidly that analysts say Amazon's reasons for making the acquisition are still largely up in the air. Crude oil down 60 cents at $43.83 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures little changed after stocks closed again at record highs. The Dow Industrials up 144. And that's your money now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the hottest gift.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-957-8335.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It is 75 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan School Board members spent 3 hours behind closed doors with their lawyer last night.
After discussing four items in executive session, the board returned and remained standing as President Trey Moore finished the meeting.
Board reconvened in open session at 10:10. No action was taken in closed session. If there's no further business, we adjourn.
Some of the time, according to the agenda, was to consider pending or contemplated legal action or a settlement offer. Moore and the district's communications director both refused to say whether that was about Tommy Wallace's buyout that Moore and three other members approved last September. The board also met privately to consider calling a special election to raise property taxes 2 cents to generate another $3 million in state money. Also in secret, the board continued to discuss its opposition to the expansion of the San Gabon ceramics plant in West Bryan, which is the subject of a court hearing in Austin later this year. And the list included an unidentified personnel matter. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Blinn College trustees are the first in line to approve their budget for next year. Bill Oliver has a preview.
The proposal to be considered tonight calls for a decrease in state revenue of more than $500,000, an increase in revenue from out-of-district tuition, most of which is generated in Bryan, of $690,000, and an increase in general fee revenue of just over $3 million. Less than 2% of Blinn's revenue will be generated by Washington County property owners. The amount from property taxes to help operate the Brenham campus will not change. Trustees are being asked to approve average pay raises of 2% and contributing 3% more towards benefits. In addition to the budget, Blinn trustees will consider extending the contract of President Mary Hensley through the year 2020. The recommendation from the trustees' chairman does not give specifics on the additional compensation she will receive, only that it acknowledges Dr. Hensley's outstanding performance in marketplace conditions. Tonight's meetings in Brenham starting at 6 p.m. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The next chief academic officer at Texas A&M is from the Big Ten. Carol Fierke was named to succeed Karen Watson as provost and executive vice president. Dr. Fierke, who was selected from 140 applicants, has been at the University of Michigan as vice provost for academic affairs and graduate studies. Fierke's first day in Aggieland is October 16th. Those who are interested in the development of a railroad quiet zone in downtown Bryan are invited to City Councilman Ruben Marine's town hall meeting tomorrow evening.
And the primary function
this town hall meeting is to get feedback from the citizens regarding the downtown quiet zone and the potential closure of the Grosbeck Railroad crossing. So look forward to seeing everyone there. We will have city staff on site to explain the downtown quiet zone, to go over a presentation and what that entails.
Tomorrow's town hall is at St. Teresa's Catholic Church on Lucky Street from 6 until 7 p.m. This year's United Way of the Brazos Valley Community Campaign fell $175,000 short of its goal.
To raise, you know, $625,000 in a year, which is pretty impressive. I mean, we can kind of look at the, oh, bummer, it's down a little bit, but that's still a really impressive thing that our community comes together and just says, we're going to fight together and we're going to tackle these issues together.
President Allison Prince says agencies will not be cut because a nearly equal amount was saved after one of the members chose not to fund one of their programs. Incoming United Way Board Chair Debbie Eller says increased living costs was one factor that led to decreased giving.
There's so many different opportunities to give, and we encourage people, if they don't choose to support United Way, support something that you're passionate about, because there are so many growing needs in our community.
The state employees charitable campaign, which is administered by United Way, was up 6% compared to last year. Near Blinn College's Bryan campus, along and near Villa Maria, more development is proposed.
A conditional use permit was received for a townhome development planned at the end of Red River Drive, which calls for 11 townhomes that will include a trail connection and additional parking for the trail.
City Manager Keene Register also announced at the last city council meeting that a proposed site plan has been received at Villa Maria and 29th to turn a former service station into a convenience store. Washington on the Brazos State Park invites you to their first ever Juneteenth Heritage Celebration this Saturday. Interpreter Park Ranger John Fahler says they wanted to share the unique history and culture of the African-American community in the Brazos Valley.
The event really consists of a number of different things, everything from guest speakers and church choir performances to ongoing activities like a living history demonstration by Texas Parks and Wildlife's Buffalo Soldiers program. They'll be on hand talking about the role of the African-Americans in the early military of the West.
Fahler says this year's main speaker is Hugh McElroy, the first African-American football player to start in a game for Texas A&M in 1970. More information about the free program is on the Facebook page Washington on the Brazos State Park. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 75 degrees. Be part of the show, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales Event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through June 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor in Bryan, your authorized Kubota dealer for Brazos County, or online at wctractor.com.
Bombers baseball tonight at Nutrabolt Stadium, presented by Baylor Scott and White Health.
Bubba Dixon here. Seeing that satisfied look on a customer's face when they discover their Tomlite experience is truly amazing. Sometimes, though, coming to the store isn't always an option. That's okay. We'll come to you. Shop Tomlite.com to search our entire selection, find a great deal, and even arrange to have us deliver your new Chevy to your home or office absolutely free. That's the Tomlite experience. That's the Tomlite difference. Since 1972, all roads lead to Tomlite Chevrolet. Chevy, find new
Rhodes.
Good morning at 6:39, Infomaniacs. Let's do weather. Sponsored by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair. For more than 30 years, in addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Sunshine today. Temperatures, they're going to reach about 90 to 95. It'll be clear to partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Sunshine tomorrow, there could be some late-day clouds, 90 to 95. Showers are possible late tomorrow night, lows 70 to 75. And Thursday could be a stormy day. It depends on where Tropical Depression number 3 eventually makes landfall. Right now, we'll forecast rain and wind for Thursday with a high of 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Coach Rob Childress and sophomore George Yancha ahead of the Aggs matchup with TCU today in Omaha. Meanwhile, lots of news out of Oklahoma as they promoted Skip Johnson to head baseball coach, but the football program suspended safety Will Sunderland indefinitely. And Trey Porras weighs in on the Bombers' win over the Marshals. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, so first the weather. So here's here's a guy this morning from the Hurricane Center.
We've had a tropical storm warning up for parts of the Louisiana coast extending from the mouth of the Pearl River, which is the Louisiana-Mississippi border, westward to central Louisiana. We've extended that westward now to Cameron, Louisiana, which is in the southwestern part of the state.
All right. So right now it's on Louisiana, which we know can always use a bath. So we'll see what happens. If it starts drifting over a little bit, then that's why they're kind of upping our rain chances right now to see if that does actually happen again. It's called number three.
Number three, yeah.
So last night on the Tucker Carlson show, they had a Democratic strategist who was talking about this whole thing about the shooting, and I wanted to see if I can find what he has to say, because I thought it was a rather, I don't know, he seemed to be not taking any quarter, if that's fair to say. His name is Jack Devine. He is a Democrat strategist. And so what he had done is after the shooting, he had tweeted out, quote, "We are in a war with selfish, foolish, and narcissistic rich people. Why is it a shock when things turn violent?" Again, he's speaking of Republicans when he says that. So he's on Tucker Carlson last night.
Republicans in this country have failed to distinguish the differences between politics and war. And a lot of Democrats have failed to see the similarities. So you guys either have to tone down the rhetoric or we have to step up.
Wow. I thought that was a little bit interesting. I've always thought that the Democrats were more confrontational than the Republicans, and I may be wrong, but I just think there are a whole lot of times Republicans have wussed out when the Democrats kind of get in their face. And so for him to say that was, I don't know, it's interesting.
Interesting, yeah.
Everybody just needs to just chill for a little while if they just do that. Because we know that there are enough crazy people out there who don't understand these boys and girls. Many times they get along just fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, when the lights are off, you know, they...
And the whiskey's poured.
That's right. They share the same cocktail. So just, you know, that's enough of that. White House press corps ended up being pretty frustrated yesterday when Sean Spicer conducted an off-camera briefing in place of the usual publicly broadcast briefings. He conducted the off-camera briefing with reporters on Monday where they were told they could not record or broadcast the video or audio of the proceedings. A reporter for CNN said, "The White House press secretary is getting to the point where he's just kind of useless. If they're getting to this point where he's not going to answer questions or go on camera or have audio, why are we even having these briefings or gaggles in the first place?" That, with the news also, I think, announced or at least leaked yesterday that Sean Spicer is not going to be the on-camera guy anymore. So we'll see. They're changing things around. All right, so it's the Republicans' turn now to, well, lose a lot of information or, let's say, expose it. Deep Roots Analytics left databases containing the information of about 200 million potential voters.
Ooh.
That's a lot, you know. Exposed on the internet without security. In their statement, they said, "We take full responsibility for this situation. The database was part of 25 terabytes of files contained in the cloud and their Amazon cloud account that could be browsed without logging in.
Oh.
Yeah, they've been secured now. Yeah. So for those Republicans who were bashing the Democrats about how stupid they were in not doing what they needed to put firewalls up to protect their data, oops, looks like the Republicans did the exact same thing. So, yeah, well, you know, what the heck. They may as well all be equal. And Bernie Sanders, the Bernster, was out yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Burning it up.
He was, as a matter of fact. Bernie just bashing the Republicans over their health care plan.
Like he does.
Railing that they didn't even know what was in the bill. Well, how is that any different than when the Democrats rolled theirs out?
Exactly.
Right.
But that's okay. It's the other side, so we want to talk about that.
Of course.
The idea is that the Democrats in the Senate were up late last night. Don't you hate when they have to eat dinner early and they can't really drink until after the meetings?
No, right?
Yeah, here's John Decker talking about it.
Fox News has learned that Senate Republicans are preparing to vote on an Obamacare repeal bill next week. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell can lose just two Republicans to pass the bill.
We're going to have a meeting of all the senators right here on the Senate floor, all 100 of us, with an unlimited amendment process.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer slammed Republicans for moving so quickly and without holding public hearings.
The greatest miscarriage of legislative practice that I have seen since I've been here.
If McConnell sticks to his timeline, it would mean Republicans would have about a week to review the text of the repeal bill. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
Thus, Bernie going, there's no way.
Right.
You've got to have speed readers on your staff who end up take sections of it. I don't know how many pages it is, but you can bet it's a ton. I could stand on it and actually be tall. So I'm just saying.
Earmark, you know, after earmark,
yeah,
I'm sure.
So many things. So fine. And then, see, they try to move fast, and then one of them goes, no, slow down. We need to go slower. Well, that's what makes us all mad, is they're so slow up there. Anyway, our boys and girls in Washington. So, I don't know, anything else catch y'all's eye out there?
The only thing that he's tweeted this morning is about the state elections in Georgia and South Carolina, but about 2 hours ago, so he was up early.
Oh, good.
He said, Karen Handel for Congress. She will fight for lower taxes, great health care, strong security, a hard worker who will never give up. Vote today.
Oh, yeah. And they have, again, they have spent tons of money in this 6th congressional district race, and the GOP has had control of it for a long time, but they kind of feel like it's up for grabs. As of last night, a survey from the Republican Trafalgar Group showed that Handel roughly had a 50.5 to 49.5 lead over Ossoff. Yeah. This race, there's been more than 50 million dollars spent on behalf of the two candidates. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're just in it for public service, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the reason 50 milski's been spent on that. Yeah.
Sometimes life's best moments get messy, and for everything life throws at you, there's Aggieland Carpet One Flooring Home. Featuring our new H2O flooring, it's waterproof, kid-proof, and pet-proof.
And right now, save big on carriage stand carpets and rugs.
And save up to $500 on select hardwood, tile, vinyl, laminate, and more. Plus, take advantage of the special 12 months financing.
Stop worrying and start living.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Finance subject to credit approval. See store for details.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Compared to shade trees and shrubs, ground covers are relative newcomers to Texas landscaping. Many of us remember when English ivy and trailing periwinkles were the only two turf grass replacements you'd see in our gardens. That was partly because we hadn't been exposed to the concept, and it was partly because because good forms of edging hadn't come into the marketplace. There was no way of keeping the boundary wars between grasses and ground covers in check. But we have green metal edging and other reliable options available in nurseries today, and not unexpectedly, the ground covers have moved in. In fact, they're just about everywhere, and with plenty of good reason. Let's examine the facts to see if a ground cover should be in your future. I'll be back with details after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. It's the great book you need to have on your reference shelf. It's not a redo of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. It's the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you, printed in Texas. It's hardback. Every book goes out of my office signed. Not in stores, not on Amazon. Call 1-800-752-GROW during the week. 1-800-752-4769 or order online anytime at neilsperry.com. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Again, order at neilsperry.com. Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Here are the things that you need to know about low-growing turf grass replacements, otherwise known as ground covers. First, if turf grass will grow in a particular area, it's going to be the most easily maintained ground-covering plant you will find. Hear what I said, if you can grow grass there, it's going to be easier. So unless there are extenuating circumstances, don't assume that you'll cut down on your workload by changing out the lawn grass to ground covers. Some ground covers are tolerant of complete shade, so we use them as substitutes for lawns in dark parts of our gardens where the grass won't grow. Best among them, mondo grass, liriope, English ivy, purple winter creeper euonymus, Asian jasmine, wood ferns, and in protected spots, aspidistra. Some ground covers hold soil really well on creek banks and other steep slopes where it'd be hard to mow. In full sun, the list would include Japanese purple leaf honeysuckle and purple winter creeper euonymus. In shade, mondo grass, liriope, and purple winter creeper euonymus are probably best. Ground covers may be easier to maintain than turf grass in long, narrow spaces. Mondo grass, liriope, wood ferns, and other clumping types are ideal. Good bed preparation is critical to your success in growing ground covers. Spray all existing vegetation with a glyphosate-only herbicide and give it a couple of weeks to do its job. Rototill to 8 to 12 inches and incorporate 5 or 6 inches of organic matter, including sphagnum peat moss, compost, rotted manure, and finely ground pine bark mulch. If you're amending a clay soil, as most of us locally are, add 1 inch of expanded shale with organic matter as you rototill. That would only be not true in the sandy soils of East Texas. But in clay soils all across Texas, there's simply no substitute for good soil preparation prior to planting. Ground cover transplants are sold in 4-inch, quart, and 1-gallon containers. Spacings depend on the type of plant and the size of the transplant. Let your nurseryman guide you. Fertilize and water your new ground cover plants on a regular basis, and yes, you'll have to pull the weeds by hand. Not a big issue considering the results you're going to get. I'm Neil Sperry. Trees deserve better treatment. I'll have details in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. Well, the Texas A&M baseball team continues play in their sixth College World Series as they battle the number 7 TCU Horned Frogs in an elimination contest today at TD Ameritrade Park. Coach Rob Childress knows it's do or die.
We need to win to survive. They need to win to survive, and you know, it's great for the fans, but you can take the names off the front of the jerseys in the other dugout. We need to go play well.
The Aggs are playing in their school record 11th consecutive NCAA championship. Sophomore George Yancha has faith in his fellow Aggs.
We're kind of familiar with him now. We've played him enough and played him at the beginning of the season. And, I mean, we had opportunities to win that game and didn't come through for it. But it's going to be a good game. We got to go out there and play our best ball. And I think if we do that and we're on top of our game, it's going to be hard to beat us.
Today's winner will play again on Thursday night. First pitch for today's game will be at 1 p.m. And you can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7. FM. Meanwhile, lots of news out of Oklahoma as they've promoted Skip Johnson from pitching coach to head baseball coach. Johnson spent one season at Oklahoma after spending the previous 10 years as an assistant at Texas. For Oklahoma football, a prosecutor says quarterback Baker Mayfield was fined $300 in order to pay court costs after accepting a guilty plea to three misdemeanors in connection with his arrest earlier this year in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Last week, the Sooners announced internal sanctions against the Heisman Trophy finalists, but said he would not miss any games. Also for Oklahoma football, the school has suspended junior safety Will Sunderland indefinitely for being charged with concealing stolen property last Tuesday. Sunderland played in 8 games last season and had 15 tackles, 1 interception, and a pass breakup. He was expected to have a more significant role this season. Out at Nutrabolt,
the throw to first bounces it in, but a pick by Thomas Jeffries, and that will do it. Chase Maddox fires a complete game. And the Brazos Valley Bombers get back on the win train. They defeat the Texas Marshals 7-3 at Nutrabolt.
Zach Taylor on the call. Chase Maddox tossed his first complete game for the Bombers this season in a 7-3 win over the Texas Marshals. Here's Coach Trey Porras on the win.
Yeah, I thought it was our most complete game of the year in all three phases. I think obviously every time that Chase is on the mound, the defense knows that it's going to be an up-tempo approach from him on the mound, and also they got to be on their toes because he's going to pitch to contact.
With the win, the Bombers start the season 5-0 against the Marshals and maintain their 3-game lead in the TCL standings with a 15-6 record. The Bombers face the Marshals again tonight as they look for their first sweep in 3 series. First pitch is scheduled for 7:05 p.m. and you can catch the game on Willie 1550. In Major League Baseball,
Springer hits it in the air out into right center field, fairly deep. Brugman is going back, looking up. See you later!
George Springer hit his 20th home run, and the Houston Astros beat the Oakland Athletics 4-1. Game 2 with the A's is tonight in Oakland. First pitch for that one's at 9:05 p.m. Meanwhile, in Arlington, Kendrys Morales hit a go-ahead single after a tying single by Josh Donaldson in the 9th inning, and the Toronto Blue Jays beat the Texas Rangers 7-6 in a matchup of AL Division Series opponents. Here's Skip Jeff Bannister.
I don't think that we look at it as a what club it's against or anything like that. Anytime you lose a game like that, they're challenging. But however, again, I'll rewind and repeat about what I say about this team, where they're able to bounce back and move on.
Game 2 is tonight in Arlington. First pitch for that one's at 7:05 p.m. and you can catch that game over on The Zone as well. In the NFL, the Supreme Court has struck down part of a law that bans offensive trademarks in a ruling that's expected to help the Washington Redskins in their legal fight over the team name. The court said the 71-year-old trademark law barring disparaging terms infringes on free speech rights. Redskins owner Dan Snyder says he's, quote, thrilled with the decision. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Suddenly can connect you in all sorts of ways. Of course, you can take your favorite shows with you with Suddenlink to go. You've got a DVR, a TiVo DVR that allows you to capture shows and go back and watch them at your convenience. And also there's video on demand that you can see tons of hours, 400,000 titles that are out there. HBO, TNT, TBS, all of that can be yours with Suddenlink. And right now is a great time because it is the triple play event that's going on at Suddenlink. And what you'll get is 20 meg internet, TV with up to 200 channels, an unlimited home phone, all of that can be yours for just $59.99. Now, if you want to do some different things, you can upgrade to 50 meg internet for only $10 a month more, and you can get HBO and Showtime included for 1 year. If you need just the internet, then Suddenlink's got a package there, too. Their internet packages start as low as $19.99. Here's the other thing, is you lock the rate in for an entire year. If you want to get more information, get in touch with them at Suddenlink at 877-694-9474. It's a limited time offer, 30-day money-back guarantee. Price excludes taxes, fees, and surcharges. Restrictions could apply. Go to Suddenlink.com to get more details on the offer.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to set up these old cast iron bathtubs I found in the junkyard for me and my old lady, you know, like you see in them romance and pill commercials.
But those cast iron bathtubs look brand new. What did you do to them after you left the junkyard?
Well, I took your advice, took them down to Tax Bracket Schnauzer Loafing to have them powder coated.
You mean Jackrabbit powder coating?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Earl, let's just hope your romance game is stronger than your listening one. Next time, don't forget, it's Jackrabbit powder coating, a company worth remembering.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales Event is going on now. Get commercial-grade performance and a full four-year factory warranty at a price you can afford with a new Commander zero-turn mower. Now get special promotional pricing of $38.99 with zero down and 0% financing for up to 48 months. Now through June 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.
Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Weather is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Called Skyline Communications, 775-2929, about 96 for a high temperature day. Heat index about 101, 76 tonight, 94 tomorrow. Now we got a chance of some showers increasing, 40% on Wednesday night, 50-50 chance on Thursday as it stands right now. 75 at...